Welcome to Our Military Heroes on Wings Like Eagles, honoring our American military personnel now serving our veterans and their families, true heroes in our midst. We dedicate this program to these men and women honoring those who preserve our freedom, telling their stories, and providing a forum to inform, educate, and assist them regarding benefits, assist programs, news, and pertinent information as relates to the military member, veteran, and family. We, the general community and church, owe them our gratitude. Public awareness of the battles, both on the battlefront and home front, that our veterans, military community, and families face demands that we too be informed to help them meet the challenges of answering the call to duty, to help them gain new strength, to mount up on wings like eagles.
John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration of Independence and a minister, profoundly stated, "It is the man of piety, an inward principle, that we may expect to find the uncorrupted patriot, the useful citizen, and the invincible soldier. God grant that in America, true religion and civil liberty may be inseparable, and that unjust attempts to destroy the one may in the issue tend to support and the establishment of both."
And now here your host, Captain Jim Merman, U.S. Navy retired, and Pastor David Malsby, Director of Counsel and Finances, PTSD Foundation of America. This is Our Military Heroes on Wings Like Eagles.
Well, good evening, Houston. This is Captain Jim Merman, your host.
And David Malsby, and great to see you, Jim, on
great
a
to see you
sunshiny
too,
Houston afternoon.
Can you believe this day, how it started out?
I just want a quick question. Where do you find the job where you can be wrong at least 50% of the time?
And I know the answer to that.
Keep a job.
A meteorologist.
There you go. In Houston.
In Houston.
All respect, you know.
All respect to all our meteorologist friends.
But, yeah.
But you gotta love it, though.
I'm glad they're wrong. I was glad they were wrong this time, frankly. But
anyway,
gorgeous Sunday afternoon here in the Houston area.
Hey, we're going to have a special show tonight, aren't we?
We've got a great show tonight, as we always do. But some great guests here this evening as we broadcast live from the studios of 100.7 FM KKHT The Word. Also, News Talk Radio, 1070 AM KNTH.
That's right. No Arrows game tonight.
No, we preempted them tonight.
We
preempted the Arrows tonight. That's how that works. Anyway, we are very glad to have with us in the studio tonight Lyle Hart, who is the managing partner of Outback Steakhouse. I'm going to say that right. On Westheimer, just inside Beltway 8. And very glad to have him with us. Just returned from a great trip to Kyrgyzstan, Afghanistan, and
Kyrgyzstan, too, which is Manassas Air Force Base.
So,
which is pretty interesting.
Be interesting to hear him share what he was doing there, along with Outback Steakhouse and all the troops that they fed. And very glad to have him. Then in a little while, we've got Barbara Haley, president of USO Advisory Council here in Houston, and the USO Kids.
USO Kids, that's right. They're going to be a lovely group, and we're going to have some fun tonight. You know, I want to say, Lyle, it's good to see you. And I'm going to let Dave...
Just a quick reminder, we want you to be part of the show. Jot this number down. It's 800-808-5548. I'd like for you to be a part of the show by calling in with any comments or questions. It's 800-808-5548. Also, for friends and loved ones, and we had a caller from Fort Leavenworth last week. That was added to our list. We've had Idaho, California, parts of the world,
Afghanistan, Iraq, all throughout Europe, and even somebody down in Yokosuka, Japan at 7th Fleet, my old duty station.
There you go. Anyway, they can listen around the world through the internet at militaryheroesradio.com.
Absolutely. Well, as I was saying, Lyle, it's great to have you here. It seems like I just saw you the other night having dinner at Outback.
Did he pay?
Great to have you. Yes, he did.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I used the real money, too.
Real money, not the Monopoly money.
Not the Monopoly money.
Good.
Well, you know, Lyle, it's we had talked so many times about your trip, and my relationship with Lyle goes back actually to Veterans Day of 2009. I met his daughter, and we started talking, and Lyle, I'm going to have you comment on this, too, because you all do something – well, the whole CSI restaurant group does something very special for our troops and our veterans, but and I'm going to ask you to address that first. about the Veterans Day specials that you do, because and talk a little bit, if you could, about how all that started and how the trip started, because it's a fascinating story.
Well, as we were talking about a little earlier, Chris Sullivan, who's one of the founders of Outback, his relationship with Air Force General that's close to the Tampa offices.
Down at MacDill.
Yeah, yeah, I believe. I don't know
it
the
is
name.
MacDill.
You know, in the early 1999, 2000, started talking about doing something for the troops. And we started this initially in 2002, going to Afghanistan. There were 15 Outbackers that went and fed the troops then. This trip that I was on was the eighth trip that we've done, and just an incredible adventure. Met some incredible Marines and Air Force personnel and coalition forces.
Now, this was your first trip, right?
Yes,
your first opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Now, you have something in common with Marines, and I want you to tell that story later about you're a Marine youngster.
Yeah, yes, I am. Yes, I am. But we as a company, try to really be involved with the troops and support them as much as we can. Veterans Day, we offer a beverage and Bloomin' Onion and just
Bloomin' Onion.
Have them come in and celebrate Veterans Day with us.
Word to our church folks, I just canceled tonight's Bible study. I'm going to Outback after.
And I can tell you exactly where to go, and the service is really great. 10001
yes.
Westheimer,
right.
Miles, Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, that sounds good. Anyway.
But, it's just a great organization, Outback. And we've really been involved and do this, it's a grassroots marketing overseas, mm-hmm. which is what we kind of do here in the States at the local level, because each restaurant goes out and finds things to do with churches and schools and gives back the community that way. And we as a company, on the big picture, I think this was a great deal for us to be able to do something on the big scale and be able to give back to the troops and be able to support them as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. I'll just say it for all the veterans. Thanks to Outback and for what you all do, the CSI partners as well. What an amazing opportunity to give back not only to the community as you're doing, but to give back to the troops and show the appreciation. I wish we had had something like that when we were over in Vietnam and Desert Shield, Desert Storm, a few other places I served during a 30-year career. But I was fascinated when you said what it was like when you got over there, because this being your first experience, this had to be at the very least somewhat overwhelming and yet so exciting. But I would imagine that you mentioned it about the relationships you were developing with the Marines and some of the Air Force personnel. And tell us what your perspective and your viewpoint was on what you saw with our troops. How was their morale? What was it like just to be with them and be in on post with them?
Well, at each base, we met some incredible individuals that were part of our that escorted us and made sure that we were safe, mm-hmm. and made sure we knew where to go and pointed us in the right direction. And
yeah, you didn't have any troubles over there while you were
no sir.
Attacks.
The Marines at Camp Leatherneck were incredible. Sergeant Lackey, Sergeant Reeves, Corporal Opal, and Corporal Gonzalez. I think there was 8 Marines that were, and I can't remember the rest of their names, but just an incredible bunch of individuals that took care of us and made sure we got up at 5:30 in the morning and got up and got the chow and did what we were needed to be doing. From the first day that we were there, when we went and visited the soldiers who'd been injured, I met a young man from the Woodlands, Philip was his name, and a very young man, 19 years old, that had been hit by shrapnel spoke with him for about 30 minutes
was that like for you?
It was very it was heartfelt you got that warm and fuzzy feeling and kind of scared at the same time. It was just a an unusual feeling. I'd never felt that before.
So. I bet you he felt pretty good to find out that there was a Houstonian down here from Outback serving some meals for him. I bet you that just kind of lightened the burden he felt.
Well, it was interesting. The day that we fed in Leatherneck, I saw him walking up to get in line to eat, and we spoke again. So he was looking much better 3 days after I'd met him the first time. And
praise the Lord.
He was itching to get back with his
troops.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, at Camp Leatherneck, how many soldiers did you feed?
We fed approximately 18,000 troops at Leatherneck.
18,000 Marines. Hungry Marines.
And that's a lot of beef.
That's a lot of beef.
I'm just trying to picture that. That's a lot of beef.
Now, well, go ahead.
How long did it take you to prepare those?
Well, there was another individual with me, and we spent about 7 hours grilling 14-ounce New York strips so we could feed troops, and that was just for a third of those troops.
There was
three teams of us that prepared food that day, and so it was.
That's amazing.
It was a great event.
I can't imagine feeding 18,000 troops in several cities.
Yeah, I tip my hat to you.
Especially if it took 7 hours sitting.
I think that'd work your shoulders and feet just a little bit.
Well, it was well worth it. There were some smiling faces and some very happy individuals, and I think we were able to bring them a little bit of home.
No doubt.
Out there and give them a little bit of, hey, we care. So.
Did you have a chance to, just out of curiosity, meet with any of the native Afghanis? Have a chance to talk with them?
No. Okay. We were on base the entire time.
Well, that's an incredible story. Now, situation, how many were there with you again in the group? Did I hear 21 or something?
28
of us.
Yeah, we met in Washington, D.C., and flew from there to London, and in London to Kyrgyzstan.
So everybody got there at the same time. So
yes, sir.
That's great. Well, we're going to have to we'll continue with this because there's some more fascinating stories. Because you went to another two bases in Afghanistan or one base, right?
A total of three.
Three bases. Well, when we return, we'll go further into that story and a little bit about your background growing up and why you have this affection for the Marines. We'll take a break for 2 minutes for words from our sponsors and some other important information.
Jim Merton, U.S. Navy retired.
Military retirees and their dependents, family members of an active duty service person, activated reservist, or National Guard, you've earned easy access to high-quality health care. Discover U.S. Family Health Plan, a comprehensive plan with all the benefits of TRICARE Prime and more at no added cost. Active duty family members pay no enrollment fees or doctor visit copays. Military retirees can enroll for $230 a year for one person or $460 for two or more and can stay in past age 65. This DOD-sponsored plan based in Houston offers a network of 7 hospitals, including North Cypress Medical Center, the Methodist Hospital and the Texas Medical Center, Christus Health System Hospitals, and over 1,000 local providers. Plus, the plan's member satisfaction rate is 94.4%, far above the national average. So visit usfamilyhealthplan.org or call 877-688-7347.
Amazing Grace.
Hi, I'm former Sergeant First Class Paul Schrader, United States Army veteran.
Hi, I'm former Captain Karen Bia, U.S. Army J Corps.
John Brooks, Damage Control with 3rd Class, U.S. Navy, 1953-1957, retired.
My name is Michelle Padilla, and I served as a sergeant in Accounting and Finance, U.S. Air Force.
What do these active military and veterans have in common? They are part of Crossbridge Church in Hockley, Texas. Of course, we aren't all veterans, but this is what and who we are, a Bible-centered church with a desire to serve people around our community while growing in our relationship with God, family-oriented and just downright friendly folks that love God and our country. We'd love to have you visit us this Sunday, so check us out on our website at crossbridgechurch.us. That's crossbridgechurch.us.
And welcome back to Our Military Heroes. Our number for you to call in is 800-808-5548. It's David Malsby alongside Jim Merriman.
Good to see you, Dave, again. And Lyle, we were talking about, and I kept saying, I think it's OSI is the group, right?
Yes, sir.
And how many, there's, what, five or six restaurants in that, too,
yes,
right?
There's Outback and Carrabba's, Fleming's, Bonefish Grill, Roy's. So a great group.
And all, now, we were just laughing because Dave is sitting here, Houston, salivating over the blooming onions.
I'm a meat and potatoes guy.
I am too. Yeah, I'm right there with you. But how many blooming onions, Lyle, did it take for that one sitting?
About a thousand. I was involved in cutting most of those, so I had tears coming down my eyes. Can you imagine cutting 1,000 onions?
Yes. Oh my goodness, I can't imagine. You know, I want to divert and go back to something because I know something about your background, because your background is very pertinent to this mission about giving back to the services. You want to tell us a little bit about your background and why and how important that was?
Sure. My dad was in the Marines, and as you always hear, once a Marine, always a Marine.
Absolutely.
And a man who's is always I've always looked up to and has always made me proud. He was a colonel in the Marine Corps and fought in World War II and in Korea. I remember as a child going over to the reserve base over on OST and seeing him and what was going on there and just amazing things that have happened. And he always taught me what was right, you know, do what was right and take care of business and everything will be fine. So, it's just something that's there, you know.
Now, how long were you over there?
Total of 18 days.
Total of 18 days. And that ran from around, from when, Thanksgiving?
February 5th through, I think, the 21st or 22nd of November. Okay. Did I say February? November 5th through
besides Camp Leatherneck, some of the other places you were and how many people you fed? Just give our folks an idea.
Well, we started at Manas Air Force Base in
Kyrgyzstan.
And fed 8,000 troops. I really don't know. We fed at three different DVACs there.
Wow.
Our 28 folks were divided up amongst three teams. And then we went to Leatherneck and fed there. And then two of the teams went to Dwyer, forward base Dwyer. And then the last team that I was on went to Delaram.
Delaram.
And fed there. So at Dwyer, I think they fed around 8,000 troops. And, wow. And I was on vacation the last base. We only fed about 2,000 there.
Only 2,000.
Yeah. So remarkable.
As a fellow civilian, I just have to say thank you for what you guys have done, continue to do in supporting the troops and letting them know we appreciate what they do.
Well, I think it's just, I honestly think it's just fantastic, Lyle, that OSI and the folks would do this. So to Shannon, if you're listening on the internet, thank you very much. I think I feel like I've gotten to know so many people at Outback and with the OSI group over the last several months talking to them all. Lau, what was the trip like, you know, after everybody had been there coming back and y'all are talking on the plane? How did y'all feel about the experience? Did y'all have an opportunity to share? And are you still keeping in communications with a lot of the group?
Yes, it's the last night after we had left Afghanistan and we got back into Manas and then we flew back into London. We all went to dinner and it was really unique, the experience, just sitting down with 28 individuals at dinner. Yeah. And you just look at all those faces, and first of all, you got to know those individuals who are from all over the United States, from California, Nevada, Florida, the Carolinas, Chicago, people from everywhere, and just being able to look in their faces and know what they contributed and know what they gave. So it was neat to be a part of that group. Felt like we'd accomplished something. It was definitely a feel good moment, and felt like we'd given something to make something for somebody. Okay.
Well, it's an amazing contribution. Now, was there anyone else from Houston on the teams?
No, sir.
No, so you were the only person from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well,
right now we want to go to the phone lines. We have Charles from Houston calling in. And Charles, we want to say welcome to our military heroes. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, Charles.
Yeah.
There he is.
There he is.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Jim Merriman and Dave. How are you, sir?
Real good, real good.
What can we help you with?
I was wondering, what did you charge to advertise my business on your on the Veterans Radio Show? I'm a disabled veteran.
Oh, okay. Well, we can give you, if you'll hang on just a moment, we'll have you go back to the operator. They can give you phone number and contact information for that. And
okay.
You're a veteran, you said, right?
Yes, disabled veteran.
Okay, what branch service?
What branch?
Navy,
outstanding.
Oh, shouldn't have even asked that question. Charles,
what did you do in the Navy?
I was an aviation electronics technician.
Ah, what aircraft?
Carl C.
Coral Sea.
What years were you there?
67, 71, back and forth, all around. I'm talking, Tonkin Gulf Air and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Well, we want to say thanks for your service.
Well,
listening to the show and calling in. Again, we're going to put you back on hold, and they'll take your information.
And they'll be in touch with you, Charles, and we look forward to having a further relationship with you on the show.
Yeah, no problem there. I don't think I can do it. Maybe we'll split the commission if I get any sales.
We'll have to talk to management about that.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to management about that, but we're glad that you called in. Are you a regular listener, or is this your first time?
Oh, I've talked to your show before.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad you're on.
Well, thanks so much for calling in.
We'll transfer you back. Thanks, Charles.
You bet.
Well, I just want to say to our listening audience, when we find out about companies like Outback Steakhouse that are going out of their way to support our troops, I think we ought to go out of our way to support them. And I'd just like to say that to all of our listening audience. I hope you'll take opportunity to support Outback Steakhouse. Let them know you appreciate what they do in supporting our troops.
Oh, yeah, and I can tell you, because I've gotten to know Lyle personally and consider him a friend, both Ann and I, you know, the neat thing is that when you walk in there, you're just greeted and made to feel at home. You're more than just a patron. You feel like a little bit of family there. I always feel that way, and I think that speaks a lot for Lyle and your management style. So, a quick question: I know you once told me that you were not always in the restaurant business, but you got into it, and then you came over to Outback. Just a quick, tell us how.
Well, I've been in the restaurant business for 35 years. I was one of those indecisive individuals in college, and. Went to work in the restaurant industry and found that was a niche.
Where did you go to college?
University of Houston.
University of Houston.
Very good.
And,
very good.
Worked for a company prior to Outback for 17 years and now been with Outback for 18 years. So been in the Houston area that whole time. So,
well, I think it's, again, I just commend you, Lyle, personally. I'm glad you had the opportunity to go. And if you were to summarize in two words, would you do it again?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Good.
Outstanding experience.
Outstanding.
Good to have you in. We want to encourage our listeners, hang on. We're going to be back in just a moment after a word from our sponsors. We're going to have Barbara Haley with USO Houston, also USO Kids. We'll be talking about the work that they do with the Houston Texans during this past football season. Some very exciting upcoming events with USO and PTSD Foundation.
Some really great events.
We'll be right back on our Military Heroes Radio.
Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Captain Jim Merriman, U.S. Navy retired, host of our Military Heroes on Wings Like Eagles.
I want to talk about
Tony's Mexican Restaurant, 2222 Ella in the Heights. Tony Vega, the owner of Tony's Mexican Restaurant, proud of America's Christian heritage, extremely devoted to the Founding Fathers' guiding principles. Stop by Tony's and you will see on display copies of our founding documents that established our nation. Read the words of faith and hope from the scriptures that he has on display. Tony's is a superb family restaurant serving the finest Mexican cuisine and Tex-Mex cuisine in the city and has been voted the best Mexican restaurant in Houston by City Search. Now take it from a native Houstonian, you'll love Tony's. Tell them Pappy sent you.
Tony's Mexican Restaurant, 2022 Ellot in the Heights, 713-862-6566. 713-862-6516. Be sure to listen to Military Heroes Sunday afternoons at 5 on 100.7 The Word, KKHT.
If you've ever thought about true waterfront living, then listen up. A small number of waterfront lots in the Constellation Point subdivision on Clear Lake are being offered for sale at an incredible value. These lots are located within a small, fully developed waterfront community offering a privately gated entrance, underground utilities, deep water access, no mud taxes, and a beautiful atmosphere. Already completed homes in this community have recently sold for over $1 million and lots have sold for over $500,000. But due to National Bank sanction clearance, you can lock in a waterfront lot, which includes a $35,000 40-foot private boat slip for only $169,000, with unheard-of owner financing being offered with only 10% down and an interest rate of 5.5%. It's only $850 a month. Easy access to the Houston Medical Center or downtown, Constellation Point offers the very best in a waterfront lifestyle. So lock in your land now and build when you're ready. Pick up your phone now and call 866-505-BOAT. That's 866-505-BOAT. Financing with approved credit. Call for details.
Hi, this is Captain Jim Ehrman, U.S. Navy retired. Military retirees and their dependents, family members of an active duty service person, activated reservist, or National Guard, you've earned easy access to high-quality health care. Discover U.S. Family Health Plan, a comprehensive plan with all the benefits of TRICARE Prime and more at no added cost. Active duty family members pay no enrollment fees or doctor visit copays. Military retirees can enroll for $230 a year for one person or $460 for two or more and can stay in past age 65. This DOD-sponsored plan based in Houston offers a network of seven hospitals, including North Cypress Medical Center, the Methodist Hospital and the Texas Medical Center, Christus Health System Hospitals, and over 1,000 local providers. Plus, the plan's member satisfaction rate is 94.4%, far above. Call 877-688-7347.
Universal Wiring is Houston's finest full-service licensed electrical service provider. 2006 through 2009, Universal Wiring received Angie's List Super Service Electricians Award, the Better Business Bureau Excellence in Electrical Service Award, and the 2010 BBB Pinnacle Award. Universal Wiring offers same-day service, straightforward pricing, and highly qualified technicians who will respect your home and are screened for drugs and alcohol. Call 713-863-8564 or on the web at universalwiring.com.
One man changed the calendar, changed death, changed our entire perception of what love means. How well do you know this man? Watch, listen, or read answers about Jesus Christ at thenewjesus.org, where your favorite pastors, including John Piper, Greg Laurie, and R.C. Sproul, answer your questions about Jesus. Log on today at jesus.org. That's jesus.org.
Back to our military heroes. This is Jim Ehrman.
And this is David Malsby. Again, the number to call in and be a part of the show this evening is 800-808-5548. This is our Military Heroes Radio on 100.7 FM KKHT, The Word, and 1070 AM KNTH News Talk Radio. We're very glad to have with us in the studio now Barbara Haley, president of USO Advisory Board here in Houston. Barbara, welcome.
Oh,
glad to
thank
have you.
You
back.
Thank
Hi, Barbara,
you so much. It's glad to be here.
Seems like I only saw you the other day.
That's right.
Well, Barbara, let me ask you. There have been a lot of events this year with the Texans, and you're even becoming more and more involved with other events this year. But let's go back, and I'd like to hear your synopsis of how the events with the Texans went and how the USO fared in all these, because I know you'd put a lot of effort in working with the Texans this past season.
Yeah, we did, Pappy. Our season with the Texans was remarkable this year. We were at every single home game, and we had a huge tailgate party at Pitts and Spitz. We fed thousands and thousands of people, including soldiers and troops, at every single tailgate party. We Mario Williams and Al McCobe gave us about 30 tickets to every single home game. Can't seem to get that one right, can I, huh? But anyway, they gave us tickets for USO kids and soldiers and troops to every home game, and we escorted them down in the tunnel, said hi, and cheered off the Texan players. And it was really, really exciting and changed the lives of a lot of young kids and soldiers that were able to meet the Houston Texans.
Oh, I'm so fascinated by that because I think the USO does so many things, not just what we know at the airport and and the centers at the airport. But the things about getting out and giving back to the community, working with other community organizations such as the PTSD Foundation and some of the other service organizations, I think it's just exciting. And this year, I think, is even from what you and I have talked about in private, both at the foundation and even here before the studio, it sounds like it's going to even be a bigger and more grand year this year, with more events and more things to do and more opportunities to get involved with the community.
Yeah, I think that's true. The Houston Texans are probably the premier NFL team to support the soldiers and troops during the games. There are other people that organize these kinds of events, and no one has stepped up to the level that Bob McNair and Coach Kubiak and the Texans have done. They're amazing, and the Lady Texans got involved, and the Lady Texans escorted 100 wounded warriors out during Military Appreciation Day. They met with us for dinner. I mean, they just give it all that they have to support the USO, to support our troops.
Speaking of people stepping up, along with the Houston Texans, is Carolyn Cross with Lone Star Chevrolet, Lone Star Ford, Ron Kraft Chevrolet, Ron Kraft Cadillac in Baytown. She stepped up through Lone Star Chevrolet, donated a truck to the PTSD Foundation and USO Houston. You and I are, and our organizations are working very closely together on a raffle for that. $10 tickets, and I know we've got a couple of major events coming up that we're working on together. And why don't you talk about, first of all, I think the first one is St. Michael's, right?
That's correct. And it's not just any truck. This truck has been wrapped in a beautiful patriotic theme by Ink Dots. They donated their wrapping. They wrapped the hood. They wrapped the back windshield. And the truck is beautiful. So the lucky winner will love receiving this truck.
Well, and I've driven the truck to and fro from the dealership out to Reliant Stadium. And I got to tell you.
Trusted him to drive the truck.
Yeah,
it gets some attention, doesn't it?
It turns heads when you're driving down the road.
Yes.
But I'm trying to figure out a way I can win the thing, because it rides really nice.
Hey, you're not
nice
eligible,
truck.
Dave.
I know I'm not eligible. So I got to, you know, win it through somebody else vicariously, I guess. But anyway, back to St.
Sure.
Michael's.
Well, Dr. Orzak and the team at St. Michael's have been amazing, and they are organizing an event on February the 19th at their location at Westheimer. We expect to have 500 to 600 people. We will have all kinds of things for kids. We will have soldiers, Army, Marines, Blue Star Moms, USO kids, and we're handing out several hundred raffle tickets to our active duty military and Blue Star Moms.
Let's talk about how that's available and how people who are listening can be a part of that.
They can go to our www.wheelsandwarriors.com website. Next week, there will be the information on there. And then they can just come by on February 19th to St. Michael's ER on Westheimer between Fondren and Gessner and pay us a visit and come see what we've got going on.
Or if they want to, as corporations, buy a stack of tickets for us to distribute to troops, they could just call us at our office, which is 281-664-7948. And we can help them in buying a stack of tickets for us to distribute either to troops, their families, or veterans, their families,
right,
whichever company.
And St. Michael's stepped up and is buying $2,500 worth of tickets to give out that day to the soldiers and troops.
Very good. So that's St. Michael's. And the date again?
Is February 19th,
okay,
from 11 to 2.
All right. Then another great event where we are working on getting a lot of folks at is City Center.
City
in
Center.
March.
On March 31st, we will have a big event. The folks at City Center, Midway Companies, have just opened up every available opportunity for us. We'll be in the truck. We'll have some Houston Texans there, Marines, Army, Blue Star Moms, USO Kids. We're working on to see if the space will allow a paratrooper to drop in. So that's a possibility. And again, we have a donor that's given $2,000 worth of tickets, and we'll be giving those out to different active duty military that day.
Okay, so there's someone who's given $2,500 worth of tickets, someone else given $2,000 worth of tickets. So we want to invite our listening audience to jump on that and take part and get some tickets out to some of our troops.
That's right, and City Center will be from 4 to 6 p.m. That's a Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Now let's talk about the money that comes in for the raffle so the people understand. It's a $10 ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Every dime of that money goes to PTSD Foundation or USO Houston. It's a split. and there's not a dime taken out for administrative costs.
That's correct.
That all goes to supporting the troops and
that's correct.
Meeting them in their needs.
And we'll be giving this truck away on Memorial Day at KPRC at our annual phone bank at KPRC. So that's some right. lucky winner will get it on Memorial Day.
And we're not the lucky winners.
We are not, but there will be...
But somebody is.
Plan is to have three finalists there on that day.
Yes.
And we'll have three keys, the truck, and we'll see which key starts the truck.
You got it. You got it. That's right.
And I just, exciting.
Anything yeah, thank
else?
You.
Anything
I just else? Want to thank the Texans and Susie Barlow with the USO for being the hardest working woman in America. Bob McNair and Coach Kubiak
here, here.
And everybody at the Texans, we thank them.
Well, we'll take a quick 2-minute break, and we will return to our military heroes, and we will have the USO kids and their coach. And Barbara, you will introduce them. Hi, this is Captain Jim Ehrman, U.S. Navy retired. Military retirees and their dependents, family members of an active duty service person, activated reservist, or National Guard, you've earned... Military retirees can enroll for $230 a year for one person or $460 for two or more and can stay in past age 65. This DOD-sponsored plan based in Houston offers a network of 7 hospitals, including North Cypress Medical Center, the Methodist Hospital and the Texas Medical Center, Christus Health System Hospitals, and over 1,000 local providers. Plus, the plan's member satisfaction rate is 94.4%, far above the national average. So visit U.S. Family Health Plan.org or call 877-688-7347.
I found this new furniture store in town, Your Center Furniture. They have modern, contemporary, and traditional furniture at the best prices I've seen around. I can get everything I need for my bedroom, living room, dining room, and den at Your Center Furniture and not wipe out my bank account.
Your Center Furniture is located at 16747 North Freeway, just south of FM 1960 on the feeder road. They're open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, call 281-397-0031. Your Center Furniture.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
A number of years ago, when the Lord had challenged me to do something that I was afraid of, one Tuesday morning, I was down praying, and I was giving him this same old story. Oh, God, just show me what to do. Here's what he said to me. You can do what I tell you and see what I will do with your life, or you can spend the rest of your life wondering what I would have done with you had you obeyed me. And I think if the Lord had said the same thing to you, how much of myself I would have given you if you had only been willing to be obedient to me.
And welcome back to our Military Heroes Radio. This is David Malsby alongside Jim Merriman, and we have with us in the studio a couple of participants in USO Kids. And first of all, I think we're going to talk with...
I think we'll talk with Jordan first.
Jordan Haley, president.
Yeah. Right? Yes, sir.
He's the president.
That's right. You're the president of USO Kids. Well, Jordan, tell us a little bit, because although you've been on the show before, we always get new listeners. Tell us a little bit about how USO Kids came into operation and what your mission is.
Okay. Well, we founded USO Kids in 2008 with the goal to show that teens and kids have a heart for our troops. The kids all agreed that they wanted to show their peers and families that they, too, could play a vital part in supporting our troops and promoting patriotism. The mission of USO Kids is to bring awareness to helping our military men and women through the actions and support of local teens and kids.
Well, I think that's not only commendable, but I think it's an absolute wonderful thing that that y'all have, because y'all put it together yourselves. I mean,
Yes. This
was something that y'all came up with. You thought about it. You went to the USO, and I know you went to Mom, being
yes.
the president of the advisory council, and said, this is what we think we should do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just wonderful. I mean, again, Houston, this is what we're all about in Houston. We are a community, and I hope all our listeners understand that we as a community need to continue to support our troops and support the USO and the work they do and all the other hundreds of organizations we have in the surrounding counties that are supporting our veterans and our retirees and overseas our troops.
Well, and they're tech savvy. It's the tech savvy generation in the social networking age. So you guys have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, tell us about that, because and how many hits are you getting on your Facebook?
Well, there's too many to count. You know, there's so many. And well, they just go on Facebook and they can type in just USO Kids and they'll find my page and they can tell me a little about themselves, and I can tell them about the events and everything and how they can contact us.
Oh, good. Now, y'all were pretty active this past season with the football, but I also know that y'all aren't playing football, but you do have a kind of a softball team.
Yes, we do. We have a USO Kids softball team.
And I see Hannah smiling over there. She's excited about that too. So maybe we'll get both of you. So tell us quickly about the softball team and how you're supporting the troops through the softball team.
Well, each tournament that we have, someone picks a name of a soldier, and we honor that. We get the game, and we honor that soldier for that game, and we will win that game for that soldier.
Oh, outstanding! I like that idea. Get a lot of Navy guys.
Yes. Okay.
And Marines, they work for us. Now, I'm give us some of the highlights this last year from your viewpoint. What was the greatest highlight, and then just list them.
Okay. Well, one of the biggest highlights this whole year was bringing in 100 wounded warriors from the Brook Army Medical Center to practice with the Texans and USO Kids. At the end of the practice, the players signed autographs and took pictures with us. Seeing the wounded warriors smiling and having a great time was so inspiring. Seeing them tells me that with God, all things are possible.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I know you have a favorite verse, am I right?
Yes, that's one of my favorite verses.
That is your favorite verse, isn't it? And you know, I think it is true. All things are possible. I was actually talking to a young Marine the other day who had just come back. He had gone through some tough times, and he said the one thing that kept him was his faith, and that his mind was always focused on the Lord. He knew that the Lord had a plan for him,
yes,
no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I would say this to our listening audience: God does have a plan for you. All you veterans out there, all you active duty and reserves and your families, you're not alone. We're here with you, and God is here with you too, at all the time. All the time He's with you. Where He says when you call His name, He will answer.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we also have with us Hannah Blang. Hannah,
hello.
Glad to have you. Now, you've been newly appointed the vice president of USO Kids, right? Very good.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Do you congratulate them when you get a job like that, or do you just say, well, I'm sorry you got the short end of the straw? I'm not sure.
No, it's
got to
be better than politics, because this has real meaning. Oh, I didn't say that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hannah, you had a great experience this past season involving the pregame and being out on the field.
Yeah.
A flag presentation, right?
Yes, sir.
Share with us what happened there.
Well, I actually didn't know what to expect when we went there, but we arrived at this huge garage with these two great flags, and one was an American flag and one was a Texas flag, and they situated us and they put us on the part of the flag that we were going to hold. And we practiced for about 2 hours, and then finally they brought us out onto the field, and everyone's clapping and cheering, and you're so excited but so nervous and you don't want to mess up.
It's a big flag, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it's so heavy.
And there's a lot of people watching you wave that flag.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Really scary, but cool at the same time.
A great moment in your life, right?
Yes.
Something you'll never forget.
Most memorable, yes, sir.
Very good. All right, and you also had a part with the Wounded Warriors, correct?
Yes, we spent time with so many Wounded Warriors, but two in particular stood out for me. Rodney and Javier. Rodney has tremendous spirit besides the extreme pain he was in, and even though he couldn't see, he was inspiring to everyone around him, especially me. Javier was severely burned, but he had the biggest heart. They both rose above their limitations. And by being the vice president of USO Kids, it has meant a lot to me and has changed me on the inside and made me more aware of how blessed we are to live in America. I'm reminded of John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And we all know that our men and women all would do that. So thank you, Houston Texans, and our troops for all you do. God bless.
Now, Hannah, outstanding. I'm going to break a cardinal rule here and ask, How old are you? You're never supposed to ask a lady how old she is.
I am 12 years old. I actually turned 12 yesterday.
Yeah, well, happy congratulations. Birthday. It's happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'd sing happy birthday to you, but, you know, we don't want to have everybody turn off the show. We want to... Yeah, we're not going to go there.
No, don't.
Yeah. Okay. I want to just say this real quickly to our listening audience. I've worked with teenagers for a number of years, and I always hear people talking about what a terrible generation we've raised, and all these kids are always in trouble, and they don't do anything, and they're lazy and not motivated and sit around and play computer games all day. And I just want to say here's two representatives of this generation amongst many who totally defy that kind of outlook towards the young people of this generation. And I just want to say thanks to both of you young ladies.
Well,
beautiful young girls.
Thank you for having us on here today. It's been
a
great pleasure.
And it's always fun to have you here, too.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. And we'll have you back again next year. And
okay,
we'll talk about
cool.
the 2011 season with the Houston Texans and a Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl season for the Houston Texans. How would that be?
That would be awesome. Amazing. I would love to watch that.
Yeah, that would be very, very cool. Well, again, thanks for being part of the show. And
thank you for inviting us.
Hope you have a great softball season.
Thank you.
We're going to win.
Well, you are going to win. You're winners already.
That's right.
You know, Dave, I was just thinking because they mentioned about their verse and that one about greater love. I mean, I have personal experience in that one. Because of a friend of mine. But, you know, I think it's great that, and I would say again to our listening audience, please know that you're not alone in the battle. He is there for you. He is the great healer. Well, stay tuned to our military heroes. We're going to take a quick short break, and we will return.
In September of 2009, the Michael E. DeBakey VA Medical Center reported that approximately 28% of the adult homeless population in Harris County has served their country in the armed services. This means that about 3,600 veterans are homeless on any given night. Add to that, many of these veterans are terminally ill. The Lincoln Project, a division of the Compassionate Care Hospice of Houston, is looking for a few good men and women to provide in-home nursing care and psychosocial support to our veterans who are nearing the end of their lives. Right now, the Lincoln Project is hiring qualified veterans to join America's Team, a care management team of veterans taking care of veterans. If you're a registered nurse, LVN, social worker, or chaplain, and have served in the armed forces, please call Compassionate Care Hospice and ask for the Lincoln Project, 713-667-3247, or visit cchnet.net. The Lincoln Project is committed to helping our local veterans. Call today and join us in our commitment to serve those who have served.
Hi, this is Captain Jim Ehrman, U.S. Navy retired. Military retirees and their dependents, family members of an active duty service, activated reservists, or National Guard, you've earned easy access to high-quality health care. Discover U.S. Family Health Plan, a comprehensive plan with all the benefits of TRICARE Prime and more at no added cost. Active duty family members pay no enrollment fees or doctor visit copays. Military retirees can enroll for $230 a year for one person or $460 for two or more and can stay in past age 65. This DOD-sponsored plan based in Houston offers a network of seven hospitals, including North Cypress Medical Center, the Methodist Hospital and the Texas Medical Center, Christus Health System Hospitals, and over 1,000 local providers. Plus, the plan's member satisfaction rate is 94.4%, far above the national average. So visit usfamilyhealthplan.org or call 877-688-7347.
Well, an exciting and eventful show. We want to say thank you to Lyle Hart, Outback Steakhouse on Westheimer. Also want to say thank you to Barbara Haley, President of the USO Advisory Board of Houston, and the girls, beautiful young ladies with the USO Kids.
Weren't they great, Dave?
It was great. And a great show. Thankful for the privilege, the opportunity we have sitting out here watching the sunset go down here in the city of Houston. And just a beautiful setting. But I just want to say to our listening audience and those who are serving around the country and around the world, to their families, God bless you. We pray for you and your families. God's hand of protection on you. Pray you have a wonderful week and look forward to being with you again next Sunday on our Military Heroes Radio.
Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure to have you co-host with me. It's always good to see you, and God bless. And I'll see you, I bet you, tomorrow sometime. Indeed. Well, you know, the way I always like to close my show is this. To all of you who are now serving and to those who will yet serve, you, my band of brothers, I say this. Sip expertus, semper fidelius, fraternis eternae, often tested, always faithful, brothers forever. The Lord bless and keep each of you and your families safe, guide you with wisdom and discernment, and provide for all of your needs abundantly this week and always. Be blessed this week, and thank you for listening to our military heroes and Wings Like Eagles. We always dedicate this show to our military veterans, but I want to say a special thank you to the families. For without you, our veterans, our troops, our active duty and reserve could not be able to do their job without the love and the support they receive from you. You go above and beyond the call of duty, and we thank you for that. Well, Romaine, thank you for another fine show. Romaine's our producer and engineer. And as always, it's good to see her, a Navy veteran herself. Well, freedom is a precious gift, not free but paid for at a severe cost. The citizen and professional soldier has held the line, the watchman on the wall, ready and willing to answer the call to duty, to be in harm's way. We honor these men and women who unselfishly have served our nation, and yes, their families as well. For many, the journey home has been challenging, fraught with fear, anxiety, physical as well as emotional and spiritual pain. They have been in combat, fought and served well. Many continue to fight the unseen battles. George Washington stated in 1789, "The willingness with which our people are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, shall be directly proportional as to how they perceive the veterans of earlier wars were treated and appreciated by their nation." This is Jim Merriman with Military Heroes. Good night, and we'll see you next week.
Our Military Heroes was brought to you by U.S. Family Health Plan.
At KKHT.com, 100.7
The War. KKHT.